In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. I want to remind people between July 19th and the 25th, we're having the School of the Holy Spirit at Holy Rosary Church, 1015 Shirley Street in Winthrop, creating an atmosphere for the Holy Spirit to move in power. To move in power, yes. We need that power of the Holy Spirit. We need the presence of the Holy Spirit. We need that Jesus would be glorified through the Holy Spirit. So between July 19th and the 25th, we have the School of the Holy Spirit, and you might call 617-846-1210, 617-846-1210. I'm looking at John 15, verse 12. "This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you." If we truly love Jesus, we will love one another as he has loved us. We are called to that. And love is something you do. It's not something you think. Love is something that you do. It is not something that you think. "This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends." Jesus laid down his life for us. He calls us friends. "You are my friends if you do whatever I command you." And what did he command us to do? "Love one another as I have loved you." That's the reason that's the very core of Christianity, loving God and loving people. If we really love God, we will love people. "Henceforth I call you not servants, for a servant does not know what his Lord is doing, but I have called you friends." Friends of Jesus. Are you his friend today? Oh yes, there's no one like Jesus. What a friend we have in Jesus. Yes, what a friend. He is the friend that never deserts us. He is the friend that is with us always, even until the end of the age. He is the friend of people who have been forgiven of their sins, forgiven by the blood of Jesus. "I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard from my Father, I have made known to you." Jesus worked by revelation. "All things that I have heard from my Father, I have made known to you. You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you." Yes, this is so important. We have not loved God first. He first loved us. We have not chosen God first. We have not chosen Jesus first. But he has chosen us. "Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you." To do what? "And ordained you that you should go out and bring forth fruit, that your fruit would last, would remain." So he has ordained us that we would go out and bring forth fruit. What kind of fruit? People to the cross. People to walk with Jesus. People to be friends with Jesus. "You have not chosen me. I have chosen you and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, and your fruit should last, that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give it to you." Father, again, we ask in the name of Jesus that you would deliver your people from the orphan spirit, because we have a Father that loves us. Yes, we have a Father that loves us. "These things I command you, that you love one another." Jesus keeps on telling us we need to show our love for God by our love for one another. If the world hates you, know that it hated me before it hated you. I'm not talking about the earth, I'm talking about the world in its system. If the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. It hated Jesus so much that it put him on a cross. If you were of the world would love his own. But because you are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. We are in the world, but not of the world. That's the most important thing to think about and to live. I am a stranger in the world. My citizenship is in heaven. I am not worldly by the grace of God, by the grace of God, because he has loved me first. I'm not into the world. As a matter of fact, I don't fit into the world. Thanks be to God. But he has chosen me out of the world, that I would live for him, and that I would love his people. Yes, therefore the world hates you. Remember the word that I said unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord. If they persecuted me, they will persecute you also, of course. If they have kept my saying, they will keep yours also. Okay, here we have it again, that the suffering that God gives us is persecution, not being accepted by the world. Hallelujah. Who needs the world? One thing the church must always remind itself, that we are in the world, but not of the world. We are not a corporation. We are the body of Christ. God calls us to be his body, the body of Christ. The servant is not greater than his Lord. If they persecuted Jesus, they're going to persecute me. If they have kept Jesus' word, they'll keep yours also. But all these things will they do unto you for my name's sake, because they do not know him who sent me. They don't know the Father. They will persecute you because they do not know the Father. Again, the orphan spirit, that we need to know that we are not orphans. We are sons and daughters of the King. We are the children of God. Oh, beloved, we are God's children now. What we shall later be has not yet come to light. But we know that when it comes to light, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Yes, all these things will they do unto you, persecute, for my name's sake, because they do not know the Father that sent me. If I had not come and spoken unto them, they would not have sinned. If Jesus stayed in heaven as the Word of God, they would not have sinned. But now they have no cloak for their sin, no covering for their sin. He that hates me hates my Father also. If I had not done among them the works which no other man did, they had not been in sin. But they have both seen and hated both me and the Father. The works that Jesus did was healing the sick, casting out demons especially, preaching the good news to the poor. But this has come to pass that the world might be fulfilled, word might be fulfilled, that is written in their law, they hated me without cause. I'm going to tell you, just people will say God and they'll be very happy talking about God. But when you mention Jesus, they'll want to put you out. They'll want to know, not Jesus, Jesus. Why? Because Jesus is the only way to the Father. Jesus is the exact representation of the Father. Jesus is the one who bled for us to save us. So you can talk about God with people, but when you talk about Jesus, things will happen. They will not want to listen. But when the Comforter has come, that's the Holy Spirit, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, who proceeds from the Father, he shall testify of me. He shall testify of Jesus. The Holy Spirit testifies of Jesus. You always know who has been baptized with the Holy Spirit. Jesus is Lord, testifies to glorify Jesus. And ye also bear witness, because ye have been with me from the beginning. The Holy Spirit testifies to Jesus. The Holy Spirit is our light. He glorifies Jesus in the midst of our world. Again, people will accept God, but they will not accept Jesus. Why? Because Jesus is Lord, and the only way to the Father is through the Son. There is no other way to the Father but through the Son. The Lord says, I do not call you orphans. I call you my friends. I call you my friends. My friends know what I'm doing. This Holy Spirit will testify to me. This Holy Spirit will glorify me. This Holy Spirit will lead you into all truth. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. This Holy Spirit will lead you to all truth. The Holy Spirit of God always leads us to the crucified, risen Savior. Hallelujah. We must know that. The Holy Spirit doesn't lead us to himself. We see that on the day of Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit came, Peter said, this Jesus whom you persecuted and hung on a cross, God has raised up to be both Lord and Messiah. In other words, the Holy Spirit glorified Jesus. The Holy Spirit magnifies Jesus. The Holy Spirit brings us into all truth. The truth is not some kind of words, but the truth is a person. His name is Jesus. You shall know the truth, Jesus, and the truth, Jesus, shall set you free. It's all about Jesus. We live in a Christocentric world, that the church is Christocentric. The Holy Spirit leads us to Jesus, and Jesus leads us to the Father. It's so simple, but it's so profound. This wonderful Holy Spirit leads us to Jesus, leads us to all truth, makes us know that we are friends of God, and that we are heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ Jesus, providing we suffer with him, and that's persecution. We must always remember that the suffering that is promised is persecution. We see ISIS persecuting Christians, killing them in cold blood. This is demonic. This is demonic. This is demonic. But these people that are martyrs for Christ will literally go right to the throne of God. Why? Because they shed their blood in union with the blood of Christ. Hallelujah. Yes, ISIS is evil. It is evil. It wants to throw down Christianity. Wants to throw down Jesus. Wants people to know that Jesus is nothing. Oh, yes. The Muslims say that they love Jesus, but not these crazy ones. They hate Jesus. They hate Christians. They want to see the Christians dead. Chapter 16. These things have I spoken unto you, that you should not be offended. That you should not be offended. Upset. Upset. They shall put you out of the synagogues. That happened. Yea, the time comes that whosoever killed you will think he is doing God's service. May we have ISIS again. I'll read it again. These things have I spoken unto you, that you should not be upset or offended. They shall put you out of the synagogues. Not that they might, but they shall. And that happened in history. Yea, the time comes that whoever kills you will think that he does God's service. And these things they will do unto you. Why? Because they do not know the Father nor me. They will do these things because they do not know the Father nor Jesus. Jesus is the exact representation of the Father. He is the glory of God the Father. The glory of God shines on the face of Jesus. Hallelujah. The glory of God shines on the face of Jesus. They will do these things, put you out of the synagogue, and will destroy you, because they do not know the Father, nor me. Because if they knew the Father, they would not do these things to Jesus. If they knew the Father, they would not do these things to the Christians. That's why the Muslims have a God that is not the God of the Christians. He is the moon God. Yes, he is the moon God. He is not the God of the Christians. He is not the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He is not the God of the Jews. He is the moon God. But these things have I told you, that when the time comes, you will remember that I told them to you. In other words, don't be surprised when persecution comes. I promise it to you. What they did to me, they're going to do to you. And these things I said not unto you at the beginning, because I was with you, and at the beginning they couldn't bear it. Now Jesus is on the way to the Father. Jesus is on the way to the Father. In other words, these things I didn't talk about at the beginning, because I was with you, and as a matter of fact, you couldn't take it. But now I go my way to him who sent me. Who sent Jesus? The Father. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life. Now I go my way to him who sent me, the Father. And none of you asked me, where are you going? But because I have said these things unto you, sorrow has filled your heart. So they're sad because Jesus is going back to the Father. They need Jesus. But you see, if Jesus doesn't go back to the Father, he cannot send the Holy Spirit. Just as simple as that. But because I have said these things unto you, sorrow has filled your heart. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it is expedient, better for you that I go away. For if I do not go away, the comfort of the Holy Spirit will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. It is expedient that I go to the Father. And it's expedient for you, because if I go to the Father, I will send the Holy Spirit. Yes, this wonderful Holy Spirit who does what? Who bears witness to the truth. Yes. Who magnifies Jesus. Yes. Who glorifies Jesus. Yes. Who will be with us and in us when they expel us out of their worship services. Yes. And when he has come, he will reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. He will reprove the world of sin. Why? Because they do not believe in Jesus. Yes, they do not believe in Jesus. So therefore he will reprove the world of sin because they do not believe in Jesus. Of righteousness, why? Because I go to my Father and you see me no more. And of judgment, because the enemy, the prince of this world, is judged. I have yet many things to say unto you, but you cannot bear them now. So Jesus is talking to them, and he knows that they cannot bear these things now. Howbeit, when the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all truth. Again, truth is a person. His name is Jesus. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he hears, he shall speak, and he will show you things to come. Yes, the Holy Spirit prophetically shows us things to come. I want to tell you, we need to be open to God with visions and dreams. We need to be open to God that he's going to show us things that only he can show us. And we need to bounce these visions and dreams off of people who have discernment. Off of people who have discernment. The Lord told me many years ago there would be a worldwide depression. And I hear it on the news that money is not worth anything. You know, $100 now is worth absolutely nothing. it's like a $10 bill years ago. That's just the real truth of it. Our money means nothing because the prices have gone up, and this whole idea of being for Jesus is that we stay with him till the end, even through the persecution. Because he shall glorify me, the Holy Spirit, and he shall receive what is mine and shall show it unto you. That's the Holy Spirit. He's going to receive what is Jesus's and give it to the disciples. Do you know this wonderful Holy Spirit? Do you know this wonderful Holy Spirit who leads us to Jesus, who glorifies Jesus, who will be with us and in us during the persecution? Do you know this wonderful Holy Spirit? If you have been led to Jesus and you glorify Jesus, you know the wonderful Holy Spirit. He is wonderful. He is the Spirit of the Father and the Son. He is the one who really makes us into children of God. The blood of Jesus. He makes that blood of Jesus real in us so that we are adopted children of God because of the Holy Spirit. Yes, because of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit makes bread and wine into the body and blood of Christ. Yes. The Holy Spirit brings the black words on white paper, the Word of God, as a living word. That's what the Holy Spirit does. He shall tell you of things to come. I believe that. I believe that, that the Holy Spirit will warn us. Jesus said, you know, I'm telling you these things because when they happen to you, I've already warned you. I've warned you that these things will happen. You're going to be persecuted. You're going to be thrown out of the synagogues. You're going to be, when they kill you, they're going to be thinking they're doing something for God. That's the ISIS people. They think that they're serving God by killing Christians. I'm telling you, Jesus told us these things so that when they happen, we would not be surprised. That these things are for the now, N-O-W. These things are going to happen, and they are going to happen soon. We have not yet seen what God is allowing, but we have been pampered in the United States of America. But it's not like that every place. It is not like that every place. People have and are being persecuted in the Middle East. People have and are being persecuted in Russia. People are and have been persecuted in Africa. Yes, this is real, real, real. It has not yet come to us in America. And if we have persecution, I call it the popcorn stage of persecution. That's it. Not the stage that they're taking us away and they're killing us and they're just allowing us to be nothing and nobody. Do you love God? Do you love Jesus? Do you know the Holy Spirit? You must pray for the baptism of the Spirit. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, we abide in the vine, and I pray that you would give to these people that listen to me the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, that they would come to experience that wonderful baptism of the Spirit that it talks about in Acts 1:4. John baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit and power. Yes, how we need that Holy Spirit. He is not an extra. He is the very essence of our faith because he leads us to Jesus. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that wonderful? No one told me that. I didn't know that. I didn't know the scriptures. But as soon as I received the Holy Spirit, I was glorifying Jesus. I was magnifying Jesus. Then when I read the Bible, it tells me that's going to happen when the Spirit of God comes. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to your word. Yes. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory. The glory is the only begotten of the Father. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. The Lord be with you and with your spirit. May Almighty God bless you today, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.